Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Trump is warning of many more coronavirus deaths in the days ahead.
This will be probably the toughest week between this week and next week. And there'll be a lot of death, unfortunately.
President Trump's top health advisors say three major hotspots are being watched closely: New York, Detroit, and Louisiana. The president says some 1,000 military doctors, nurses, and others will be arriving in New York over the next few days to help medical facilities strained by coronavirus patients. As the president delivered his warning at Saturday's White House briefing, he also restated his desire to get the economy back up and running. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential front runner Joe Biden is critical of the White House's response to the coronavirus pandemic. He says the administration is not acting with enough urgency and that Congress will likely need to go beyond the $2 trillion aid package lawmakers passed last month.
We need not only this last CARES Act that the Congress passed, which did a great deal. We're going to need at least two more iterations of that, I believe.
Biden speaking there today on ABC's This Week. He also said Democrats should be thinking about holding a virtual convention in August. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has launched the first national system for tracking the coronavirus in the U.S. NPR's Rob Stein has details.
The new system is called COVIDView. It's using data like how many people are testing positive for the virus, how many are seeking help for fevers and coughs, getting pneumonia, hospitalized, and dying. The CDC says this new tracking system will help fight the pandemic. Public health experts say it's a step in the right direction, but some say it falls short, especially because there's still a huge testing shortage. It's only updated weekly, and critics say the nation needs much more timely information to beat back the virus. Rob Stein, NPR News.
The recent CARES Act has provided $350 billion in federal loans for small businesses hurt by the pandemic, but Brian Bull of member station KLCC in Eugene, Oregon, explains the cannabis industry can't touch that money.
While legal in many states, including Oregon, cannabis remains illegal on the federal level. That leaves proprietor Heidi Fickstead on thin ice. She's seen her shop sales dwindle since Oregon's stay-at-home moratorium was declared. Fickstead says it'd help if marijuana was legalized federally, but
it's not looking like it's going to happen anytime soon, especially with the COVID outbreak that really shifts the focus away from legalizing cannabis and more towards just keeping the economy booming. Although, I would argue that legalizing cannabis would help the economy.
Cannabis advocates say legalization would also get more banks involved with their industry. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene, Oregon.
And you're listening to NPR News. Pope Francis celebrated Palm Sunday Mass today in a nearly empty St. Peter's Basilica, urging people to serve others who are suffering from the coronavirus pandemic. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports this is the start of an unprecedented Holy Week that will be presided over by a solitary pope and streamed across the world.
Normally, tens of thousands of Romans, pilgrims, and tourists clutching palm fronds and olive tree branches flock to the Vatican on Palm Sunday for the outdoor Mass. Instead, St. Peter's Basilica was a vast, empty expanse with only a few prelates, nuns, and laypeople sitting at a distance to avoid the spread of contagion. In his homily, Francis addressed the pandemic directly. The tragedy we are experiencing summons us to take seriously the things that are serious, Francis said, and not to be caught up in those that matter less, to rediscover that life is of no use if not used to serve others. The Vatican has announced there are 7 cases of COVID-19 among residents or employees of the tiny city-state. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Among other events this weekend that have had to be curtailed because of coronavirus worries, a planned public gathering on today's anniversary of a mining disaster in West Virginia. 10 years ago, 29 men were killed at an explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine. Mourners are allowed to lay wreaths at a memorial in nearby Whitesville, but the memorial event itself was canceled. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.